520 years before the birth of Jesus, the prophet Zechariah wrote, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Kings and priests were anointed with oil to show that they were chosen for their exalted positions. Jesus was anointed with the water of baptism to be both our eternal King and our eternal High Priest. As the Anointed One, the Messiah, the Christ, he was indeed holy and righteous. He, and only he, can bring salvation from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Martin Luther commented, "Here there is no violence, no armor, no power, no anger, no wrath. All these, you see, are proper for kings of this world. Here there are only kindness, justice, salvation, mercy, and every good thing." To call the king righteous is to say that he rules on behalf of the righteous God himself. Not only does this king rule according to God's holy will, he brings salvation from the bondage of sin. This is unlike human rulers, even good rulers, who are tainted in all things with the sin of Adam. The Holy Week journey to the cross continued. As the shouts of the crowds faded, Jesus taught his disciples about the end of the world, about the last days of both Jerusalem and his return to judge the living and the dead. The King of Righteousness continued to prepare his people for their salvation. May our Lord grant that we recognize this King. Amen.